Right Wing Watch listens to every program we do, and they make fun of me because Barton says that the Bible addresses the minimum wage. It is highly unlikely that they even know what's in the Bible. But they're making fun of, oh, the Bible doesn't deal with it. Yes, the Bible does deal with that. And the concept of a free market means free from government regulation. A minimum wage is the government telling you what minimum wages you have to pay to someone. So let me take you to Matthew 20 for just a moment and look how the Bible is specific, even on something like freedom of wages, the inviolability of employer-employee contracts. It starts out in Matthew 20. Jesus is telling the parable. He says, hey, this guy needs laborers for his vineyard. He's got to work. He's an agriculturalist. And he goes out and he says, I'm going to pay you a penny a day. And so he got him to come into the vineyard. And about a third hour of the day, as he's going through the day, he sees that he needs more. And he sees some day workers out there that are idle in the marketplace. And he goes to them and say, hey, come on in and go to work for me. And if you agree to it, I'll pay you what it's worth. And then he still needs more workers. And so later in the day, he goes out and he does the same thing again, still guys that aren't working. And so all these guys, he gets them come in work and he says, I'm going to pay you what's right. And they all agree to come work for him. And so as he starts to pay them off, he pays them off from those who he hired most recently. So at the end of the day, he brings them in and the guy who's just been there for like 3 hours, he gives them, King James says it's a penny, but when you look that up, that is a silver coin. Our pennies are in copper. Theirs were not. We're talking a substantial amount of money, and compared to what was going for day workers back then, he's getting pretty good wages. And so he gives this guy who's worked 3 hours a penny. Then he brings the next guy who's worked a few hours more, and he gives him the same silver coin. And then he brings the next guy who's worked even longer, and he gives him the same silver coin. And then he brings the guy in at the very first who's worked from the start of the day, and that's the guy he told specifically, if you come to work for me, I'm going to give you the silver coin. And the guy said, you bet, I'll work for you for that. But the guy looks at it and says, no, wait a minute, you gave a silver coin to all these other guys. I've worked longer than them. I should get more than just one silver coin. And Jesus
But wait a second, isn't that why it's socialism? Because they all got the same thing.
They all got the same
thing. They all got the same. They all were paid the same. No matter how long you worked, everybody makes the same.
And some of them put in more hours than others, but they all got the same. But this one guy says, wait, I've been here longer. And he says, no, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me at the beginning you were willing to work for me all day long for that silver coin?
So you agreed to that.
Yeah, I did agree to that. And then in Matthew 20:15, Jesus says, is not my money mine to do with as I please? I'm the employer. Don't I get to decide what I'm going to pay everyone in this thing? No. The government has a minimum wage. No, it didn't. Jesus says, my money is mine to do with as I please. And by the way, you made a contract with me. And then he tells the guy, if you didn't like that contract, you can go down the road to another vineyard and see if they'll pay you 2 silver coins for what you did. But you agreed to work for me for that. So what you have here is Jesus says, hey, the government doesn't tell me how much to spend. I get to choose my own wages. And two, if you choose to work for me for that, you have an agreement, we have a contract, and three is, if you get a greater skill, you can sell it to somebody else for a higher price. You can go down the road. That's all free market stuff. There's no government regulation of wages. By the way, Right Wing Watch, that is the minimum wage. Government doesn't tell you what to pay an employer. You make a contract with that individual for whatever they agree on and what you agree on, and if they don't like that, they can use the free market to go somewhere else and try to get more. All of that is in Matthew 20. That is a great story of socialism versus free market.
And unfortunately, that's not just news for Right Wing Watch. Too many Christians don't know what this
is
either.
That's true.
And so this really ought to be an update for everybody.
Warren Throckmorton, Christian professor, also makes fun of me for saying that.
I mean,
he's a Christian professor.
Yeah, I mean, well, you go down the list. You have even people that would support us. I mean, you have people even like Ben Carson who says, well, socialism, because he seems to think based on this, well, everybody should get it. So there's Christians across the board that have a very different idea of what this says, if they even know what it says, because I would think probably, Right Wing Watch, they probably don't know what this says,
and
much less understand the interpretation.
And-